all of last week, I spoke on the subject of people groups. This week, I'm going to teach a few more lessons on this same subject by using some examples from the Bible. You recall that Jonah did not like the Ninevites. He didn't know them. He'd only heard of how wicked they were. In fact, God told Jonah, "Their wickedness have come up before me." They were a wicked people. Jonah had no friends there. Jonah never took the time to befriend these people. He didn't like them. So when God told him to go to Nineveh and preach that they may repent and be saved, that was not in Jonah's portfolio. He wanted them gone. He wanted them dead. Today, I'd like to remind you of two other groups other than Israel that God loved. You remember Syria. Naaman was a Syrian general that God healed of leprosy. In fact, Jesus reminded those hypocrites in Jerusalem of that very same thing. He said, there was a lot of leprosy in that day, in the day of Elisha, but God didn't heal anyone of leprosy in Israel. It was a Syrian general that received his healing. Jesus also reminded them that during the drought in Elijah's day, that there were many widow women who needed food, but the prophet was not sent to their house in order to prolong their livelihood. It was to a woman of another group. God loves everybody. All people are his people. He loves them all. He created them all. Listen to what the Bible says in Leviticus chapter 19 and verse 34. The people of Israel was told that when you come into the land which the Lord has given you for an inheritance and you possess it, he said, I want you to take the first of all the fruits of the earth and put them in a basket, and you shall go to the place which the Lord has chosen, and you should speak before the Lord and say, a Syrian ready to perish was my father. You were to remember, and he went down into Egypt and sojourned there with a few and became there a nation great, mighty and populous. And the Egyptians evil entreated us, afflicted us, and laid on us hard bondage. When we cried unto the Lord of our fathers, the Lord heard our voice, and the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. And he brought us to this place and has given us this land, a land that flows with milk and honey. And he tells them in that same book, you shall not oppress a stranger, for you know the heart of a stranger, seeing that you were strangers in the land of Egypt. God is telling his people, do not oppress these strangers, these people of another group. You know the heart of the stranger. You know the heart of a stranger, he told them. The heart of a stranger is always fearful. The heart of a stranger is always conscious of the fact that someone, somewhere, is going to point him out and tell him he does not belong here. The heart of a stranger is not the heart of one that feels a sense of belonging. The heart of a stranger is one that always feels like an outsider. He's always thinking in his heart, I don't belong here. These people don't like me. I'm an outsider. So to remedy this, what did God tell them to do? In Leviticus 19:34, God said, the stranger that dwells with you shall be unto you as one born among you. You should love him as yourself. Oh, hallelujah. I just had to take a moment there and praise the Lord. Don't oppress the stranger. Make him feel at home. Love him. Treat him just like he was born among you. And love him as you love yourself. Doesn't that sound a lot like the words of Jesus? Love your neighbor as yourself. Oh, my friend, this is God talking here. This is red letter stuff right here in the book of Leviticus. This is God speaking to his people. He wanted them to know that he did not choose them because they had a royal background, a godly background. He didn't choose them because they were a great nation with many people. He told them, I chose you when you were the smallest of all. God wanted them to know that their forefather, Abraham, did not come from a godly country. He came from a country of idolaters. He came from a country that worshiped idols. Abraham was a Syrian, ready to perish. And he avoided this only by listening to God. God wanted them to know that the reason they're where they're at today is because of him. Not because they were a goodly people, not because they were holy people, but because he loved them, and no other reason. Sometimes we forget where we came from. We've been on this gospel way so long that we forgot that we at one time was ready to perish. And it was only by the saving grace of God that his Holy Spirit drew us unto Jesus. What do we have that we have not received from God? What is it that we have today that God did not give to us? We have freely received. We should be willing and able and even anxious to share what we have with those that are ready to perish. Before I step away from the microphone, I'd like to mention that we possess the greatest treasure in the world right here in these vessels of clay. This treasure is not to be hoarded. It is for sharing. Let us share this treasure that others around us would be rich in the love and grace and forgiveness of God.